Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Hello, sweet cheeks.
Oh, hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm on an experimental trying to get to you, so I'll need to switch over to laptop and stuff in a minute.
Where are you at?
Gorka.
So we logged out north of Mishkino, and you've taken like a Berezino spawn.
No, you logged out. You've on experimental. You're in the ATC.
Oh yeah.
Man, nobody got time for that. This is such an issue with the fucking. It's such an issue with the inventory space.
Yeah.
I don't like it, Andy. Can't do it.
I feel like I'm going to struggle, so you're definitely going to struggle.
I'm struggling, like, massive amount. I can't find a backpack bigger than a school bag at the moment, which is not good.
And what's the new size of them?
The new size of these are 24.
Oh, tasty.
Ouchy.
Maybe we should do our episode this week about the current state of experimental, because... this episode is coming out this Friday.
Yeah, we should then. Right, let me log out and do my business, all right?
Do your business, make sure you wipe.
Yeah, we...
Let's do this blimmin' intro that I've committed us to do, Dave.
Yeah, crack on.
Welcome, I got an apt one this time.
Okay.
Welcome to another episode of Friendlier Daisy Podcast. We're so professional, sometimes we leave in jingles that interrupt one of Daisy's biggest streamers whilst we're interviewing them. The silence tells me you don't know about this.
I do know about this, but I didn't see it as... like, it didn't really matter to me.
Well, it mattered to me. Because... wait, let's finish the intro. My name's Andy.
And I'm Dave.
And I'm Dave.
Oh, Dave.
And I'm Dave. And together we're here to...
fuck shit up.
Why did you know you can't keep using this?
Well, I'm... oh, all right, we're here
right.
to...
Listen. Last week, we interviewed Holly Rex, right?
Great episode, by the way.
Thank you very much. Great episode to you as well, Dave. Great questions.
GG.
We're just circle jerking each other here. We are potentially have now got a whole new flurry of new listeners. So say something. Yeah. Say something that's going to keep them... say something that's not going to make them think, actually, these guys are just fucking idiots. Let's pretend for a little while to draw them in, you know?
Okay. And we're here... to
suck some hard candy
and to blow some motherfucking dicks off. And we're here to give you your Friday's Daisy digestive. I don't know, man. Why does digestive be the only thing I come up with in D there?
Sure, it'll do. I got some, you know, those toxic sweets.
No.
You know those, like, they blow off your head, toxic sour sweets.
Oh, sour, yeah.
And on it is said hard candy, and it made me giggle. Made me think of you and giggled.
Well, it wasn't me. It was that fucking, that video of, yeah, that funny thing about fucking...
yeah, but you love it so much. I reckon at your funeral, you're going to be like, I don't want any music. I just want you to play that video.
Yeah, that one, or the Australian guy getting arrested. Ta-ta for now.
So if you don't know what I was talking about on that intro, So, you know, I left one of the jingles. We all heard it, right? And it went digga 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 digga. Hey man, do you want to be friends? Over Holly while she was talking about the AI. I think she's talking about the AI Zeds. Yeah. And look, I do spot check these episodes, but I'm not going to lie. I didn't spot check that one. I did a quick check because I was going on holiday. And I went on holiday, and when it came out, I was on holiday, and I was like, fuck. Typical.
Oh, I've been in Holly's chat a couple of times since the episode. She's not mentioned it, but she said she really enjoyed it, and she said it was just a lot easier than she realised. And actually, I think that's probably going to be the common theme if we ask any of our guests on how they feel. They're all like super nervous before, all a bit like, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? When we get them in, we lead them into like a false sense of security. And this is like, we fuck around with them.
We should do a survey.
Yeah. How was your experiences with Andy and Dave? Do you feel A, violated?
No. Safe and comfortable.
B, safe and comfortable. C, none of the above, and you don't want to mention why.
Yeah, I think we have like off-air chats with a lot of our interviewees. And
guests.
Yeah, there we go. I think I struggled with this last week and all.
But yeah, I did as well.
A lot of our guests, and they say, like, yeah, do you know, they say the same thing, don't they? Like, oh, I was a bit nervous, but yeah, it was just a chat, wasn't it? Yeah, of course, yeah. It's just a chat, bro. Nice and easy.
I think what the common theme is as well, if they were to take a poll from us as well, is how down to earth every single one of our like guests have been. So like even for the controversial Golden Rex of I find it a grind to play, yeah, to Holly Rex on the other end of the scale that's just loving it every minute of it. She just wants to be like have the community join her and all her full step of the journey. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you know if there were two interviews, I don't know why I'm saying this for some reason, you didn't ask, but I was just thinking about it. If there were two interviews I could redo again for the first time, it would be Receding Man and Fungal Toes' Dream Run. Way back, I think, like episode 3, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, if I was to redo an episode, like an interview with someone, it would be Receding Man, 100%. We've learned so many different things since we've done that episode to now. Like, you've learned a lot with the editing and stuff like that. Like, and I've obviously, well, we've both learned more about structuring an episode a lot better, being a little bit more professional.
We try.
The Dream Run thing is something that we may need to revisit, Andy.
I think we should. And I think, I'm pretty sure we've spoken about this. Maybe we should do Dream Run with Receding Man. And yes. Then that ticks both the fucking boxes, bro.
I know this is going to be an extremely long intro, but I was at a pub in Wimbledon.
Right.
No, I didn't see any Wombles.
See Tim Henman.
Holy shit.
No, Tim, I know, where the fuck did that come from?
Oh no. Well, that was some sporting knowledge from you, old boy. Sporting. Yeah, and I was in this pub, and there's a really nice pub, and there was like a little, like, I think they referred to it as the PD room, but it was just a room that was segregated with a door. And there was four grown lads. I say grown lads, they were a lot older than me and you. I would say probably about 45. And they were playing D&D.
Oh, shit.
But I said, listen, man, it was literally like, I said, listen, is there a shorter version of D&D?
Yeah, you can have like one-page D&Ds. You can have like one-shot.
They named it something. Obviously, these guys were professional. I think they were said they were in week 6 and have been coming every night, and they would play for at least 4 hours a night, and they're just old, like, work friends, and they just all get together most nights when they can.
Yeah.
And I was like, is there a shorter version of it? And they said, yeah, there is a shorter version of it. And they mentioned this name. And I was slightly drunk at the time, so I didn't write it down in my notes.
They're called one-shots. Like, genuinely, they're called one-shots. They're just a single page with like D&D rules in it. We should do it for our Christmas episodes.
Yes, 100%.
What else?
No, that was it. And I was thinking, you know what? Our dream runs are very short forms of D&D as such, but like DayZ and Dragons.
Oh, no, yeah.
DayZ and Dungeons. That's what we should call it.
Dungeons and DayZ.
DayZ.
That's shit. That's shit.
That's terrible. It's DayZ and Darkness now.
Fucking emo. Right, come on. Let's get out. Let's get out of this. We're doing an episode. We're breaking our own rules. We're going to do an episode about the experimental patch that is currently live. It will probably be outdated by the time this fucking episode airs, but I hope not.
Patch today. It patched today for some things.
Are you actually kidding me?
No, it literally just patched today.
Fuck's sake. Right, let's roll this intro. While that's rolling, we're going to have to do a little bit of reading then to see what this fucking patch did today.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the latest episode. I don't know where I was going with that. Hiya.
Hey-o.
I think I'm just nervous that we're going to be talking about experimental.
Yeah. In all fairness, we don't normally talk about it because by the time we get our facts, they are already unfactual.
Unfact. Yeah. They're excellent.
So normally we get undone like a can of beans by Wobo or DayZ themselves, but this week we are fresh off the pretzel.
Off the pretzel stand. Because we are we've run out because I went away on holiday. We had to use our not a burner. We were 2 weeks ahead, and now we're not. Now we're like being caught up.
Same week so, recording, which is mad.
Same week, yeah. Happy Tuesday. Happy Friday, every bastard
going. Hell.
Dave, do you know what? My mind's not in it. I just want to play the game. So if we finish this episode in the next 5 minutes, then we can just play, can't we?
Yeah, so things that happened in all this world, thank you very much. We've been David and Andy. Ciao for now. Andy, what's that?
Okay, so let's talk about 1.26, its current state. Some people haven't played it. I was speaking to one of our guys, Skeetertron, on the weekend, and he was saying, oh, you've been playing experimental? What's that? You know, he's new to DayZ, so he doesn't really know what it's about. He doesn't really know all of the new things. And you guys that play on PlayStation, you don't have experimental on PlayStation. So here we go. This is for you guys, for my homies.
This is for all my DayZ fans out there.
Thanks for coming out, keeping the scene alive.
100%.
All right, so let's go through some things that they've added. David, first of all, they've added Sea of Thieves Simulator.
I don't know, man. It's more like a fake Call of Duty rib.
Yeah. The black ones look really cool. Oh, we're talking about boats. They've added boats.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
Jesus Christ. You know, and if you read the community spotlight that we we write as well.
Andy writes.
Then you'll know all about the boats because, you know, you get to do a little catch-up news article on there and highlight all of your stuff, but we're not here to talk about that. We're talking about the boats. So, yeah, they've added like a load of rib boats, right?
Yeah, I think they're a cool addition, actually. They'll be good. If you can find, if you find a boat in Cherno, like round near where the planes crashed into the hotel.
Oh, like Cherno, the town.
Yeah,
Chernogorsk.
Chernogorsk. And you go, actually, I found a boat. You will search all that area, get back to the boat, and I reckon you'll hightail it to either Prison Island or to Debug Island. No, or to Five Tents. Do you know what I mean? Like, you'll be right. You'll be there so fast. It'll be so good. Rather than running that southern coastal road is a long little march.
Whilst it does like take people away from the inland, if everyone's on boats just fucking playing pirates or Black Flag or whatever out in the sea, did you watch that video that TRMZ did where he was getting the boats?
No, I remember him on a Deer Isle one when he was on a boat.
No, this is this experimental. So He was on a big mission, finally got a boat running, and then he got into, like, loads of fights out at sea. Well, I think he got into, like, one main one and one other one. But you know what I mean? Like, he still got into PvP whilst he was out at sea.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Honestly, it's gonna add a new dramatic effect, like, if they were to add, like, other types of transport to DayZ, but this type is obviously the one they're focused on this patch, and it is gonna be a big W for the game.
Think about the community servers as well. We've already seen Anastara add a new island. We've seen Zagoria on Xbox. They've added new islands into their Chernarus map. For community servers, it's just made the map a hell of a lot bigger.
Yeah, 100%. Like, for instance, you know, some of these island ones, like Alteria and stuff, you have a boat on there, then boom, it adds a grand new, like dynamic to the game.
And look at Deer Isle, for instance. Zero Deer Isle have boats on anyway, don't they?
Yeah.
Not all servers do have boats on Deer Isle, but having boats on that map completely changes the whole feel of playing on that map.
100%. 100%. It does add, like I said, another dynamic that, in fact, it's quite a dynamic game anyway, because it could be played in all sorts of ways. There's just another avenue in the spider's web that you can take.
If you can find a spark plug.
I think they sorted that out.
Yeah, they sorted it out, but we couldn't find one.
No. We're not over yet. Well, you're still alive. I'm dead.
I'm dead.
I'm alive. I'm a Gorka. No joking.
Yeah, so we've had quite a few runs on experimental this patch.
Yeah.
We don't always play experimental, but we've actually played quite a bit this time round, haven't we?
Yeah, it was enjoyable.
Killed a squad in ATC in Northwest Airfield.
Camping bastards.
But you got your balls out and pushed them.
Yeah.
We backed you up.
Yeah.
You and Wes died and I finished them off. So now I'm there all on my own with, like, too much gear.
Yeah, well, you say too much gear, but this patch, you can... with the lack of inventory, it's mad.
Right.
But we'll get onto that later.
We're getting onto that fucking bone of contention. Let's talk about some other things that they've added, like...
The brune hair.
The brune hair. The red fox.
And the red foxy fox.
Why is it a foxy fox fox?
Because I couldn't finish it off in my mouth, so the foxy fox had to come out like that fox fox.
Hello. Ring ring.
Oh no. No, this has been rejected. Red fucking ring. Button. Fuck that.
Ring ring. Ring ring.
Oh,
what's your ringtone, Dave?
Hello! Yeah, I'm playing a shit game. Yeah. Raid Shadow Legends. No joking.
I've forgotten what I was even going to fucking say now.
Yeah, that was a plan. No joking.
All right, I'm going to have to leave you a voicemail.
Please do. The Wolf Trophy headdresses. I'm going to think I'm playing fucking Valheim.
Wait, who talk about the fucking brown fox and the red hair? No, wait, what?
The brown fox and the red hair.
Yeah, the brown fox and the red hair.
Redhead. What?
The red hair and the brown fox.
No,
oh,
it's the
my
brown
Jesus
hair
Christ.
And the red fox, motherfucker.
I think something just burst in my brain.
He's having a TIA.
What's that?
It's like an MIA, but TIA.
Mission in action.
Myocardial infraction is the MIA, and TIA is like something else happens. It's like a stroke. It's a technical word for a stroke.
How does that make sense? MIA is myocardial.
Cardio infarction.
Right? And then AI, right?
MCI. MIA. Yeah.
You're a fucking spoon, mate. That's
nah,
what you are.
It's medical terminology, bruh.
Spoon.
Spork.
So they've added two new animals. They've added a brown fucking hare and a red shitting fox, which we said this before, they make horrendous noises. We said they're going to make horrendous noises, and they scare the shit out of us every time.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't seen a rabbit.
No.
Genuinely haven't seen one yet. So
no, we haven't seen one. Yeah.
I think they're making it up just to fuck with me.
True that.
But they give you different meat, apparently. And I did read as well, there's different ways to hunt for them in... in like traps, in snares.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you like put a bit of meat in, you capture a fox. If you put what would you put in to capture a hare? Like a potato?
Potato or zucchini or tomato?
Well, that's like a bit of vegetable. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Don't know.
Are the foxes considered a predator, though?
What, do you reckon there's going to be, like, foxes chowing down on hares?
No, because obviously they said in that last, like, blog, or the last couple of blogs, that predator meat you're liable to get ill from. More liable to get ill from predator meat than you are non-predatory meat.
This is only on Sakal, though.
Yeah, it's only on Sakal.
Well, is it? Is it only for Sarkal? Because it's heavy metal poisoning, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So, yeah, I'd assume that they would be.
Well, technically, if I was going through, like, normal life, I'd say, yeah, the fox is quite a predatory animal. But in the grand scheme of things, in DayZ, is a fox a predatory animal when you've got bears and wolves?
Why don't you ask the fox?
What does the fox say?
Yes. What does the fox say? Right, now you can talk about your trophy headdress.
Oh my god, this is going to be like Valheim all over again. I remember lockdown 2019 and I was slaying Valheim with the boys. I was that desperate to play it, I was watching it in Barbados. So, this is actually a thing I actually want to achieve. Get a wolf trophy headdress and see how it goes. It's got to be the best insulation having a wolf trophy headdress. What do you think?
Yeah, but it's not going to offer any ballistic protection, surely.
And it's probably, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
And don't call me Shirley.
Love that film.
But, yeah, I think he probably will stick out because, you know, I'm assuming it's going to be white, right?
Yeah, it's going to stick out like an awfully big mustache.
But they do look cool, though. And does that lead the way to having a bear? Can you make a bear headdress? I know you can't at the moment,
but
will you?
Put some clothes on. We don't want to see your bear.
Yeah, so maybe. Maybe you can... You can make a fish one.
Oh, imagine that. You just have a big ass fucking carp on your head. Just like, have you seen those slippers that look like sea,
yeah,
like
that's
bass?
What I've seen in my head.
Yeah, that's what I've seen as well, man.
Oh. That's I'm gonna have to Photoshop something and then I'm gonna have to like put it on Twitter.
Yeah, that'd be sick, man. Moving on to the next one. One we were struggling with when we first started playing Experimental about 3 or 4 weeks ago was the Shagamama or the Shamag. The Shamag. It goes as the best insulated type of like face covering.
Yeah, but so we've had a Shamag in
Karma
community.
Crew for, yeah.
Well, in community for ages, right? And you click and it changes to one configuration. You click again, it changes to a different configuration and another one. It's got like 3 or 4 different configurations how you can wear it
just
and how much it covers
face,
your face, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But this one, you can only wear it one way and it's just open, I guess. I'm sure it's probably the style's got a name or whatever, but it just goes over the top of your head, drapes down, and yeah, that's it. You couldn't wear it to begin with when they first introduced it. You literally couldn't do anything with it, but I think they quickly fixed that, and I'm wearing one at the moment, I think. Oh no, I swapped it out for that guy's night vision goggles. But new bit of cosmetics, which is cool. Dog. Yeah. Did you hear him?
Yeah, I heard his collar.
Fucking little shit. Boof. Hey, get out of here. Get out of here, boy.
Get the hell out of here, you filthy animal.
Get your goddamn hands off me.
Do you know what that sounded like, actually? That sounded like a fishing jig.
Oh, segue.
Shit, boy.
Segue.
Boy.
They've introduced a fishing jig, yeah, which is, I dropped it before we got to use it, to be honest.
It's basically a spinner. You know it's called a spinner if you were catching, like, predatory fish on lakes and stuff. But they've called it a fishing jig in the DayZ notes.
Yeah, that's cool. So so what did we have before? We just had that metal thing, didn't we?
We had a metal hook with, like,
fishing
a float
hook,
as such. You attach a worm to, or you could make a fishing hook, an improvised fishing hook out of bones of any type of bones. So this time you've got another type of pre-made thing, hook, but this one I don't know if you can attach the jig. I don't think you can attach worms to.
Why?
It's a jig. It's not meant to have any bait attached to it. It's the lure itself.
Really?
I don't know. IRL, I know, but DayZ, I don't. So we should have really had a look at that. But fuck, we dropped it.
we dropped the ball.
We dropped the jig.
Well, then, what about the new wooden fishing hook you can craft?
Well, as long as that worm doesn't have tough skin, you'll be fine.
Can you imagine? Well, that wood's so fucking brittle, man.
Yeah. If it's in the water for too long, it just goes straight. It becomes no longer a hook. It just goes like paper, like
it's
straight
just a single
down.
Single chopstick.
Yeah.
It's no use to anybody.
It turns into a flimby stick. If you don't catch after like two rotations of the the circle, that's it. It just turns into a soggy stick. You're like, oh, fuck, I've got a soggy stick on the end of my stick. I don't know if that's a lie. That's an absolute lie, but I just...
So basically, you've just created some nunchucks.
Yeah, really soggy.
So you've got two bits of wood connected by a bit of string.
Yeah, basically.
Mate, that's nunchucks. So you're telling me that DayZ have designed a way where we can basically nunchuck the fuck out of fish?
I think. I've never seen a nunchuck fucking mod.
No, well, it's a unique animation, I'd say, wouldn't it? And they don't
have
an animator for the longest time.
Yeah. Still funny, though. Nunchucks need to be added, bro. And a katana. A katana needs to be added. Where's us?
Yeah, they got the knight sword, didn't they?
Wow, that's just a big old fucking claymore thing, isn't it? Like, I want something more finesse.
Oh, what? And then you actually want like it? You want to act like a fucking samurai?
Oh yes, very honourable. Yeah, and actually it's just a one hit because they're so sharp. It's a one hit kill, and the zombie slices in half like them lasers in the Resident Evil film, you know, in that corridor.
Oh yeah. Dude, who was it? Someone made a couple of years ago, I think it was for like an April Fool's thing. It might have even been for the April Fool's that we did. Someone made a trailer of a plane in DayZ and it shot a Zed and chopped him in half and he fell apart, like, you know that scene in Resident Evil?
Yeah.
It was like that. That was so dope.
Actually,
I can't remember who made that.
If we would have put half an effort into like other stuff, like from that like April Fools, we would have achieved something rather than just fucking
than whatever the fuck we are now.
Yeah.
We're just two idiots that swear a lot into a microphone.
So moving on from the fishing hook like situation, the next one is something we sort of call, me and Andy have a nickname of the mouse mod. We call it the mouse mod, like as a call out for us. So like if you play a server without looking what mods there are, and you eat anything above like 70 degrees and you go, oh, and it sort of can chunk you, like take health away. If you eat something too hot, we call that the mouse mod. That's our call. So if one of us finds out, saving the other person from getting chunked.
Yeah. And food will spawn frozen and you have to like
defrost,
use a fire
it
all the time to like sort your own health out or your own temperature out. Yeah, all of that all in one is we like to call it the mouse mod because it came out when the mouse came out.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're making that base game. And well, so far, Dave, I've not really had a problem with it with food-wise because we've been playing Churnerus and nothing's frozen.
No, yeah, but so with the changing of scenery in Sakao, it will become more apparent where up north your food will, you know, at the moment I've seen only chili food. Not chilies as in extra hot like an Indian boona. I'm on about chili as in cold as all, I'm chili willy. Yeah, like that. So, but there are stuff lower than chili. I think there's freezing and then there's frozen, isn't there?
I don't actually know, mate. What do you think this is? An informational podcast?
No, I mean, you need to try out Boydie and that if you want information. the number two podcast. You can try there. No, I'm joking. The other one, he was in our chat the other day when I was streaming. And I was I'm glad you, I said to him, I'm glad you've come to the number one pre-recorded podcast for your information. And he was like, dickhead.
He was like, get fucked, mate.
He's like, get fucked. He's funny, man. I was like, what time is it there? He's like, 7:30. I'm like, oh, you're only 30 minutes away from your bed and hot hot cocoa. He was like, you fucking cheeky fucker. I do enjoy his banter, actually, and may forever it plague us on our Twitch chats.
Just give each other shit. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. We'll go back to the food situation. Yeah, is a way that you've got to defrost your food. If your food is too warm, like you've cooked a steak of some sort and it's above, I don't know what the temperature is going to be in base game, but in the Mausk mod, it's 70 degrees. You might as well wait for it to go down to 60 to eat it. Anything above 60, you're going to burn your chops and you can easily get chunked.
Yeah, that's the only bit that's really affecting us at this point, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've also, along with these temperature changes, they are changing the way insulation works. So different clothes. Firstly, they've now changed the naming of that kind of temperature thing. So it used to be like bad, best, or worst or low.
It was
that
bad,
kind of stuff, wasn't
low,
it?
Medium, high, best.
Yeah, but now it's like worst.
Yeah, worst.
And then the rest is the same, I think.
I think the worst is the same, yeah. Is there still best?
Yeah. I don't know, Dave.
Nah, nor do I, man. But I haven't actually, because I always have my... I always have my go-to ones. I go to hiking jacket. If not hiking jacket, I try and look for a lovely field jacket.
Yeah. But they've changed what items have what insulation now. And further to that, they've changed the, as I was explaining to you the other day, the hunter gear.
Yes.
So there's three different types of hunter gear, right? There's the spring hunter gear, there's the autumn hunter gear, and then there's the winter hunter gear, which is the white one. And the other two are like different variants of different camo, okay? And each one is going to have a different level of insulation now, whereas at the moment, they're all pretty good.
They're all best.
They're all high, I think, aren't they? They're not best, are they?
I think they're best.
Oh, fuck, okay.
Yeah, I think the trousers and the jacket are best.
So when we were talking about this, I'm a little bit gutted that we're going to be forced to wear white insulation or white hunter gear on Sarkal when we know camo is not good.
I can see now that It's Mike Doherty is going to be sitting in these meetings when they talk about it. He'd be like, fuck me. Fucking near camouflage. Terrible. But he will be upset because he was the one that was tweeting to us saying, look at someone wearing white on a white background, then look at them wearing the other hunter stuff. Which do you find best? And actually, the normal, darker camouflage is so much better.
Yeah, in every situation. Because you think, all the bushes and trees at that range, they're all black. So if you're a white thing standing against a black bush, you're standing out, dude.
Yeah, the only time is you're going to be camouflaged is in the open. Unless they're going to add the, where there's like snow on the foliage.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so they are adding that, right?
Yeah.
I've seen images of it.
I've seen images
However,
as well.
This is Daisy. That shit is not going to render in past 300 metres.
Yeah, just like the grass and hill. So some guy's in the grass, like, how I'm hiding from you. Why are you just crawling on the basic ground? Like, you weird cunt.
He was like, we can see you, bro.
Why is he trying to be a snake over there at 450 metres? And all you hear is, I'm a snake.
We'll see. It'll be fine. You know, maybe there'll be other things that give us best insulation. Maybe that will be reworked and we'll want to use the white colour, you know? But I don't know. I'm not holding my breath on that.
Yeah, there's obviously, the way of when you get warm, getting the plus symbol. Now there's 9 stages to the plus symbol.
Oh yeah, talk about that quick. You spoke about it before,
Yeah, basically you've got a faded, so if you've got the best clothing on, you have a chance of 9 stages of heat buff. But say if you're wearing like a low, you can only go up to a certain amount. So say the 9 stages are faded, cross, Mediumly faded cross, fully white cross, and that goes for three crosses along the side of your temperature. So if you're, say, wearing a best insulation pea coat jacket and then some capri pants, the best that you're going to hope to achieve is maybe a full low cross, which will be three stages, plus maybe one stage of the medium, like a faded cross. So that's the maximum you'll be able to achieve when you're by the thing. But you need to know that. It won't let you know that you're at, like, it just won't change. So you will need to do a little bit more homework.
Yeah, we've seen that with... We've done a bit of test, not really testing as such, have we, with that, with the different clothing and fire and that. But
we made a couple
had
of
those extra stages. Yeah, we've had the extra stages for sure. We just haven't, like, had to seek out the highest level or anything because, well, we haven't needed to. We've been playing generous.
Yeah, so there's
it's
only...
It's been good for getting rid of colds, though.
Yeah, like, to have a fire when you've got... It's been so easy to get a cold, hasn't it? It's been so easy, as in that I've been slightly damp with just my shoes because I ran through a river and didn't jump in time. Boom, I've got a cold lock within, like, 5 minutes without fail. It's very hypersensitive at the moment. Whether that's just an experimental thing and they're going to patch it in the future, we'll only find out.
Well, while we're talking about colds, let me sneeze into the next stage.
Oh boy, you're smooth as ice.
So they say they've reworked the common cold into stages, right? So, you know, like, all the illnesses, they've got, like, your first level illness, and then you start getting blurry vision and all that kind of stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
And you start sneezing and coughing. Well, they have added pneumonia because, you know, fucking Daisy's too easy.
You seem to be surviving well. Good one.
Have some fucking pneumonia, bitch.
And what are you there to do, Daisy Devs? To receive? Well, I'm joking.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, man. They have made it slightly harder now. Added another illness to almost like our medical episode. How in depth is the health and medical sort of side of life? They've added another dynamic to that spider's web as well.
Man. It's great, man. I love it.
I think it's great. I think it's the best medical system that's quite true. You know, low blood, add in saline, boom, you're not black and white anymore. It's actually so good. It's better than, like, giving yourself a stim on, like, other games of your choosing.
Something else then.
Yeah. You know, giving yourself a stim on other games of your choosing. This one, genuinely, it does what it says on the tin. You know, like, if you were to take your own blood, yes, you're going to drop a bit of blood, but then later on you can use it to give yourself full blood again. And, yeah, it's such a good medical system.
You have to keep it refrigerated.
It's not that in depth.
How long does blood last?
Out of fridge?
Yeah.
Out of fridge, only a couple of hours. Like used to take a shock pack blood with me on at the hospital, we would never have shock pack blood on the foot patrols. You'd have a shock pack blood, which is like all, I keep saying shock pack blood, but I meant like you'd have like a universal blood in the helicopter that landed. So if any patients needed it, but if I needed to give anyone some extra fluid, I had 2 liters of saline to which like thins the blood but also bolsters up the volume of liquid in the venous area and the arteries.
Okay, so I'm not really sure if that answered the question because I can't remember what my question was.
I don't know. Like, it doesn't last long outside the refrigerator, hence why we couldn't take it on foot patrols and it turns up in a freezer bag or a type of freezer that's plugged into a helicopter when patients. So, yeah, it doesn't last long.
Cool. So, is it long enough for you to rebuild all of that blood? How long does it take you to grow a pint of blood?
Well, it comes from the neck of femur. So blood's made from the neck of femur on your leg and other joints. So I think maybe the shoulder joint as well makes minimal amount of blood. The main one's made neck of femur on your leg. So it takes quite a bit of time to regenerate blood as such.
That's enough. I said, how long does it take to make it? And you've gone, well, it's actually made in your leg. What?
I'm giving out the cheese tax here, the facts being the facts, and the guys are getting bullshit taxed here, okay?
Yeah, okay, right. So, where did we get to? What were we talking about?
You want a regeneration of blood. How fast is it IRL?
No. Oh, yeah, pneumonia. There we go. Blah, blah, blah. Move on. You got the sniffles. Go get some Tetra.
Yeah, Tetra or Multivits. It's going to be Tetra for pneumonia.
Yeah, Multivits only work on the first stage, don't they?
Yeah.
What I did also read is that, like, codeine and morphine reduce the effects of having a cold now.
That's good.
So if you've got, just like, you know, I mean, if you've got a cold and you pop some fucking codeine, you feel a lot better.
Or paracetamol, yeah.
Or codeine.
Or why would you go straight to codeine? Codeine's an anti-inflammatory, man.
Because you feel a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot.
Okay.
Please consult your doctor before taking codeine. It's a prescribed drug.
Yep, the one that's close to it is cocodamol, and don't take much of it because it's mess you up.
You only take it for 3 days in a row.
Yeah, boy.
This is not a medical advice podcast.
Hashtag.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Hashtag, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Right, I'm going to go back into the world of fishing again, Andy.
Oh, you've got me hooked.
Oh, God, I see what you've done there. Oh, I like it a lot. I reworked, me personally, I reworked the fishing action. Right, there's a now, different type of fishing action.
I am glad, A, that they've done this, B, I don't think we can talk about it much because we haven't fucking done it.
Why haven't we done it?
Because we fish all the time.
I know, but when we got to experiment, we were low on food and about to fish, but we were rushing to get to our Dutch friend.
Well, because Wes was like, oh, there's people at Northwest Airfield, let's go there. We're all starving. My stomach's going red while we're in Northwest Airfield.
Yeah.
And then we go and I think Wes gives me like a tin of beans and then we go and push ATC and you'll die.
The beans must have been good luck.
So yeah, fishing. We need to, well, hey, maybe you can fish. You're like in Gorkha. You've got some time to do it.
I've got bones as well, actually, and a bit of rope. I might have struck the rope, but we'll find out.
Still. Yeah. But yeah, they've changed it. Whereas before, you would used to hold down the mouse button, right? Just there you go. Hold it down, whatever, wait for ages. But now it's like other games, I guess, where is it like some sort of indicator and then you have to like jerk your jig?
Jerk all your jiggle. Yeah, maybe. I need to really have a go at that, in all fairness. That's probably something we need to do.
So it's a new mechanic anyway, where you have to pay more attention.
Yeah.
And also, while you're doing that, you can't look around 360 anymore.
No, not at the well. You can't look behind you and be an owl.
You can't do it when you're doing most things now. No, so yeah. It's pretty much you can look from shoulder to shoulder.
I feel so much better for the health of my survivor character. His neck is not going to be fucked after a long run. Looking back the whole time.
It really, really makes a difference. At least to me, I feel sketchy at wells anyway. Now I feel absolutely terrified.
Yeah. Fucking someone's popping me in the back of the head, clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're always scared of what you don't know. And I don't know if there's anyone behind me. So my mind tells me that there is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Madness. Well, whilst we're talking about fishing, which we're not, but we're going to go back to fishing.
I was going to say.
Something that we've all been after for a very long time. You'll see it in all of the message boards on every time they do a stream. That's all the chat ever says. The feedback tracker is full of this. Worms are now stackable.
So how many?
60.
Amazing. Imagine that, Yum. How have you had time to fucking get 60 worms out the ground?
I mean, firstly, I don't know if it's 60.
Can you imagine
your pocket full of 60 worms?
That'd be the weirdest pocket. Yeah. You just put your hands in your pockets. You'd be like, what is that moving around?
And feel disgusting, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So worms are now stackable. I did also read that firewood is now stackable up to 3 logs as well.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, which is actually sick.
Quite good. That's really quite good.
So you don't have to, you don't end up like putting one in your backpack and then one goes into your hands automatically because you've got no invent space left.
Yeah.
You can stack them. And all of these like stackable things, I guess, are because they have, how do I put this lightly? They fucked the invent space.
Yeah. They say they're rebalancing the game, but I feel they've just taken... I don't know, man. Maybe they've taken the easy way out a little bit and just lowered inventory management, because obviously it is OP if a guy can carry, like, four guns. Like, you have one of them big-ass fucking backpacks. What are they called again?
Alice Pack?
Alice Pack. What's the other one? The civilian one?
Field.
Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Mountain backpack. You could basically have four guns. You could have a Tundra, a Blaze, two ARs. You could actually have four weapons. Yeah, now, that is OP as hell. They're trying to mitigate that, but I feel they've slightly cut off their nose to spite their face. Do you know what I mean?
I'm only joking when I say they fucked it. It's just annoying me. That's all it's doing at the moment. I'm not used to it.
I've had to pass up loads of shit. I can't decide what to drop and what not to drop. It's actually my personal hatred, because I am a hoarder, scavenger, call me what you want. It's going to force me into a different type of game style.
I mean, I said this at the beginning. I don't actually know, not the beginning of this show, but when we found out about this update, I wonder if they're going to balance, like, the weight of things or the stamina reduction, because if you can carry less stuff, that means you're carrying less weight, which means you've got more stamina.
Yeah.
But are they going to make things heavier to still bring us down? Because do you know what I mean? That was already quite well balanced. I feel like it would have been much easier to achieve that by simply not allowing guns in backpacks.
Yeah, true. Like, maybe giving us a slot on the outside for a type of gun. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. As long as the backpack's not.
Maybe you have pistols, you know, you can't hotbar something if it's in a backpack. You can't hotbar a weapon if it's in a backpack, like they do if it's, like, within a container. Something like that, but yeah.
Yeah, or making the backpack so the, you know, on PC where we can sort of orientate our item to what side. Make it impossible to have orientate a weapon in there. That'd be so funny, though, coming up against someone that found a new gun and he's trying to orientate it into his bag. It's impossible. You're just like, you could be here all day, pal, and then you just shoot him in the back of the head.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure we don't know the proper reason, or at least the whole picture, because we're not developers at all, obviously.
No.
There are other ways to achieve that same
balance
result, but if that hasn't been done, I'm sure they've thought about it already. So there must be something else, you know. They must have wanted to rework it for a while for some other reason. Maybe they don't like how much or how little stamina people have, or maybe they don't like people being hoarders and carrying everything all the time. I don't know.
Yeah, I think because last patch they added a lot of times now when you get shot or you get hit, your gun ruins.
Only if you get shot in the gun.
Yeah, I know, but there's like that gun hitbox is much larger now, the one that's in your hands. So maybe they're saying, well, if you've got a mountain backpack, you can essentially have two backup guns for that. I don't want that. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's why they've done that. Now they're like, right, we've realised if you get a broken gun, then you can just stop dropping it and pick up the next one. You've only got a choice of your two shoulders now, really.
I kind of vaguely remember that they haven't made the hitbox or anything bigger for guns. They simply fixed it. Weren't people's gun hitboxes like under the ground or above their head and shit like that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That rings a bell. I can kind of remember Wobo doing something about it, but not exactly. But no, anyway.
But on that inventory space thing, it is going to be a little bit of a game changer. It's going to play a huge part over the next patch, like the next update. It's going to be one of the biggest factors, in my opinion.
It's going to be one of the biggest complaints, I reckon.
Yeah, people, because people are so used to a 30 slot P jacket, and now it's down to like 20. Everyone's gonna be like, what the fuck? You know, like, what was the school backpack again, Andy? It was normally a 30, and now it's down to 24. You've got like a normal t-shirt, it's down to 9 slots.
What is the courier backpack now? That You know, the one with the sticks, though.
Was 42, and now it's down to 30.
30-something now. Yeah, 30. But, that, you know, that was my go-to, that. And but I think they've also made some things completely redundant. For instance, I think the hiking stuff, that's like really, it's like low insulation and low inventory space now.
Yeah, it's so irrelevant
there's
now.
There's literally no reason to pick it up now, ever. Yeah. So I don't know if that's actually true, if it's the hiking jacket or not, but there was something where it was terrible insulation, terrible invent space. I guess I'm not picking that up anymore.
Yeah, 100%. So then, like, moving on to, like, that's away from that sort of stuff, is this now the, you know, when you're feeding someone or force feeding them, depending on how sinister you are, you know, giving them some human fruit, but you gotta be facing the person, like facing the player.
Well, that makes sense, right? Yeah. How many cakes have you eaten by having someone smash it in the back of your head?
Not many at all.
No. I guess this plays in part with not being able to look behind you. So you can't see if... Imagine you couldn't look behind you, but people could still feed you human meat from behind. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's also being in that tight situation as well. Like, if you're in one of them little sheds or like a little small thing and there's like three you crammed in there and you're trying to eat, it would automatically try and feed at least one of your friends. Do you know what I mean? At least now you could turn away from them and say, fuck you, this fucking peaches are mine, bitches.
I think I think that will be a situation, of course. I'm not sure how many sheds you bundle into with three other friends.
Bundle into loads. It's normally me, you, Wes, or me, you, Defcon, just in a Dutch runner.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've done a little bit of work with the AI on their alertness to gunshots. So they've reduced the alertness for pistol shots, which is cool.
Which is good.
This is all a sign, I guess. They're trying to do something with the AI, you know? So, reducing their alertness for pistol shots.
Brilliant.
And strongly reduce their alertness from the shots for the sporter.
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming the sporter is still going to ring out to whatever, like fucking 2,700 metres or whatever it was. But if the Zeds don't get attracted by it as much, then hell yeah.
It might become a viable piece of armoury now.
Yeah, that's it. Even just for like Zed heading.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice.
Well, more of that, please, BI.
So you just heard a chicken sound. That moves us on. So they've finally fixed fucking the rooster. That geezer, geezer didn't shut the fuck up, man. You went past the rooster like doing its thing. It just wouldn't stop. Five cycles it went on for. It was the loudest thing ever.
It was just like, come and kill me. 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 It's like, what's it? Is it Dumb and Dumber? Like, you want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
No, I reckon it's more like Stew, like mummy. Like, mama. Shut the fuck up, mama. Lois.
Yeah,
Lois.
That was a bit fucked. But apparently, it wasn't just chickens; it was all animals. But they fixed it now, so well done.
Yeah, well done. Well done, that man.
And last thing that they fixed, which I'm a bit worried about, they said.
Yeah,
that...
this sounds a bit. God. I was gonna say this sounds. We need to do a little bit of Wobo, or Wobo will teach us.
Oh, show us the way, our young warrior.
Honorable.
They've said they fixed that it was possible to achieve a heat buff with a gas stove. Now, that implies that you're not meant to be able to do that. Why the fuck not?
Yeah, I have no idea. What?
I want to be able to achieve a heat buff from a gas stove. It's an open fire.
Yeah.
That's messed up, Dave. I don't know how I feel about that one.
I don't know, man, because when you have the gas stove and then you put it on, attach it to your cooking pot, and then you cook, it carries heat. So does that mean if you put that heat inside you, in like a jacket inside you, eels up inside you, then you will get the heat because it's come from a gas stove. I really hope there's been... we need to look at the science of this before passing judgment. But like I said, I really hope you can still get a type of heat buff from your cooking pot. Because if they've just taken that off, then it's like it's not producing heat.
I think they need to, every now and then, do a poll. So a poll of... What?
Just do a poll.
Yeah. Just do a poll. Don't care.
Don't know where if they're from. They could be from Krakow, Warsaw. Just do a poll.
Let's just do a poll. Hey, we're thinking about doing XYZ. So, for instance, we're thinking about changing the way the gas stove works. So, should it A, give you a heat buff, B, not give you a heat buff, or C, I don't care?
C, let's leave it alone. It's perfect as it is. For this one, I'm going C.
I think C would be like, yeah, I don't care. Because that way, if people don't care, then we don't want people to vote for something that they don't actually care about. They'll actually vote for
If you don't care, you're not going to click I don't care. It's like you really don't care.
Yeah, but if you care enough to click
you really,
something,
really don't care.
Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, maybe they should do a poll every now and then. Just for, on stupid shit like that. And if they've got the ability to do both things, you know, and then one isn't a massive amount of work and the other one's, you know, if it's like pretty much equal amounts of work for both of the options, see what the players say.
I would have signed up if it was done by email or done by like if the poll's done by for accounts. If they would have put the poll out for the dynamic gas zones, I would have literally bought fucking 19,000 laptops from Dell and signed up for loads of different accounts and just said no, same as the fire trucks.
Okay, so maybe then they can. Oh, I don't know how you can do it. Maybe like a Discord poll. But then you can have multiple Discord accounts, can't you?
Yeah, you can. Mm. Yeah. You need to buy loads of burner phones.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm voting for no gas.
Maybe you can like restrict it to IP address. Oh, fuck. I don't know, Dave. I don't have all the answers.
I don't have the answers.
You're nagging me.
I got nothing left.
Do video of the fucking week, you chump.
Oh, yeah.
Friendly?
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Welcome to Video of the Week, brought to you by Friendly, a Daisy podcast. Today's Video of the Week is Frag Dempsey. Frag Dempsey's latest video, which is Daisy PvP Brain Rot. Genuinely, this is funny. I find Frag Dempsey's like just his video editing so funny and his gameplay is hilarious. He was in our chat the other day while we were streaming, so hence why it gave me a little nudge to pick him as video of the week, as I believe we're gonna have to, you know, pay for his trophy to be sent to him. So yeah, Frag Dempsey, sir, wait for it. It will be Yodel. It may not get to you, so we'll give you a tracking
number.
Give
me a Yodel.
Yodel?
No, Yodel his tracking number right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yodel his tracking number. Come on.
Yankee Delta Lima 011221.
You didn't do a single Yodel, you're a prick. Friendly? All right, got it.
Have you, though?
Right, I got it.
This what are you lying for, bro?
What are you lying for? Fun to lay, bruv. Wait, listen. We're getting sidetracked upon sidetracked, all right? We're professional boys. Mm. Let's be professional boys.
Okay, sir.
Fuck's sake, me. Oh, my God. My brain's broke. This tip. Just the tip. 90 friggin' 7. This one is called Follow the Power. Now, I was playing with Skeezatron on the weekend. As I mentioned earlier, he's pretty new to the game. So it was like giving him like on the fly things and showing him the the Easter egg, you know, the of one of the swans.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, showed
him
there.
I've got the power!
Okay. I've got the power. Okay, that's the new tip name. I like that one because it's called I've got the power!
I've got the power! Mm.
And, you know, one of the... My dog's about to bark.
How the fuck did you know that?
because I just saw on my phone, I got a ring notification. There's motion at my door. So I knew Lady Andy was coming home. if I didn't explain that, that would have kept you awake at night, wouldn't it?
Not really. But yeah, it probably would have. So how the fuck did he know that? Like, what's he doing to Murphy that makes him bark?
You're like mid-tug. You're mid-tug and then you're like, you stop because you remember.
I'm like, holy fuck. Just before the vinegar, and I'm like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Who the fuck?
Oh, what did I hear someone call it the other day? Knob yogurt.
Oh, remember a guy we used to play with on the Xbox? He was called Yogurt Slinger 69. I was like, you are such a stereotypical Xbox fucking toxic player.
Oh my god. Right, anyway, this reminds
me of
my
tip. I've got the power.
I've got the power. So, basically, the power lines. The power lines lead somewhere. They're not just friggin' random. If you're lost and in the woods and you can see some power lines, go to those power lines and just follow them. If you follow them, you will end up somewhere. So it's a navigational tip. And not just the power lines, you've got the telephone lines as well. But because this tip is called I've got the power, we can't use that telephone line tip. Well, I guess we'll use that for another episode. No, yeah. I'm joking. But yeah, so follow those power lines, follow those telephone lines, and they will lead somewhere. If you're new to the map, and this is pretty much any map, and even community ones, they all do it. They all do telephone lines to other towns. And they're, especially Livonia, actually. It's a really good one for Livonia. They've got quite a lot of power lines that just run for miles through fields.
They're a good one. A lot of woodland and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And you can follow them and you'll find somewhere. So, yeah. What's the tip called?
I've got the power!
Oi! Well, that's it. Episode 97. You completed it, mate. Well done. Congratulations. Give yourself a pat on the back and a... I was going to say a tug on the balls, but don't do that.
Yeah, please don't do that. It will hurt.
Especially if you're a lady listener.
Ooh, yeah, you dig deep for that.
Fucking hell.
What I was going to say is, we just finished our just a tip section. But actually, I was playing with a listener a couple of weeks back, and they were going, following just the tips, and actually, they've helped me out massively. And even a streamer that does many streams has admitted that she delves into our tips when she's struggling a bit. And obviously, we are very modest about that and we won't mention it.
Yeah, you better not mention it because it might sound like you're blowing your own trumpet, you know? Which I know you wish you could, but don't.
like the anchor man.
I think Skeetertron said the same thing, you know, so we're just using it as a little bit of fucking content bullshit. However, they're genuine tips at the end of the day. We use them and you can use them.
Well, some of us use them.
Well, we use them sometimes.
Yeah.
So I know we've been pushing the whole Twitch and YouTube streamy thing as well, which is... great that you guys have been chipping in. So what I want to do is just want to say thank you to everybody that subbed over at Twitch. And we're going to call you our sponsors. Thank you for sponsoring this. You sponsored this episode. Should we do that, Dave?
Yeah, thank you for sponsoring the episode.
The what now?
Walls of Daisy. Not joking. Thank you for sponsoring our episode.
So I'm going to try this. I'm going to try and name them all really quickly. Ready?
Ready.
So we'd say thank you to... Blue73, Yanan's Toe, Captain Fluffy Butt, Douglas on Daisy, Joey15++, TB83, Wizard Jacket, Snipe One Out. Fucking hell.
He was actually very interactive.
Magballs, Taterbug5953, Oysted, Ruthless Mayhem Man, Ice Queen Kiki, Grizzy K, Akiwaki the Second.
He was quite interactive as well.
Valon071, Kazatron85, Mitagulu, Water. Border Dog 2424, Sauerkraut, Jade Falcon 86, Nanning 1988, Xenomorphs are fun, and I do all right. Oh, is it Ido? Is that Ido?
That's Ido, yeah, that's Ido.
And Ido all right, fuck yeah. So thank you very much to all of you guys at the moment who are subbed to our Twitch.
And like I said, we're going to try and keep these up regularly, either a Saturday or a Sunday in the AM. So if you don't catch us on the Saturday, we'll definitely be on the Sunday. And if we are not on the Sunday, we'll definitely be doing a Saturday.
I just had a thought about this. Well, I didn't have a thought about it. So speaking to Skizatron on the weekend, right? And he was saying, oh, yeah, it's a bit gutting. You guys do early morning UK streams that are like 3 a.m. for me in the US.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're like completely missing out on the US fan base.
Very sorry. We will endeavour to address this.
Yeah. So either stream longer or stream at a different time sometimes.
Yeah, we may even do that. But we'll definitely put it in announcements in the Discord. But thank you for everyone that does tune in, everyone that does try and tune in, even though it's 3 o'clock in the morning in your country. It does mean a lot to us, especially guys that give out subs and stuff like that. That's absolutely mad. It's been an absolutely mad 3.5 weeks of streaming. And like I said, can't thank you enough.
Okay, well, let's wrap this episode up. Thank you very much for listening to yet another episode of Friendly the Daisy podcast. Be good. Love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.